You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi everyone, my name is AJ and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mods, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Tell me more about how it's so us.
3, 2, 1. Like, I'm sorry. I know it doesn't matter because we're still here, but it matters. Okay, good. That works. Ah, fine. This is Comedy Central. This is MRGTSW.
Yeah, what's the, okay, just how much money do I pay you to get you down into Florida? Like, what kind of package can we get you into?
Nothing.
So nothing. So no money, so she's coming for free. But anyway, I am the traveler, Aztec Olmec. But it wouldn't be a proper episode if I didn't have the summoner.
Ooh.
Fightstar 777.
Oh, sure, why not?
Because I did travel to see you, and you did summon some stuff. I did.
Ready? I have to do this all manually, which
oh,
is...
Oh, yeah, turn the light on.
You know, I don't know if I love the light on, though.
Oh, ah. Scratch.
But no, I mean, just because, like, remember how much it was washing out of South
Oh,
before?
Yeah, good point.
Like,
good point. Yeah, this looks not bad. This looks good, yeah.
I'll leave it just in case. With the option to revisit.
Hello, summoners! Welcome to another pulse pounding.
Oh, whoops, I almost forgot about this. Yeah.
Lightning inducing. Tower ascending.
Gotta love her, damn you.
Very, very, very special episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I am the traveling Aztec Olmec. But it wouldn't be a proper episode if I didn't have the summoning Lightstar 777 with me. Lightstar summoned his Aztec Olmec.
I did.
So that we can do the show.
And just remember.
Remember.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to...
Well, anyways, you know.
Remember. Anyway. I traveled to see this guy. Among other things, I had some, you know... unusual, interesting things to do in Florida. So I was like, you know what? We're going to do the show live from Orlando, Florida.
From my living room!
I think this is the first time we've done the show, like, in the same, like, zip code, in the same vicinity, in the same place. So I'm super excited to be right here. With the Lightstar 777, I am the Aztec Olmec, and this is A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War.
Impromptu edition.
Yep, absolutely.
No subjects, no plan.
No plan.
Just us.
We're just gonna, you know, do summoning things. We're gonna do gacha things. We're gonna talk some Genshin. We're gonna talk some Summoner's War. And we're gonna talk to each other in person, which, like, very rarely happens.
Chef's kiss.
But it's happening... today, guess what? It's happening, and we are...
Your siege battle started.
And my siege battle did start, so let me join that in.
Look, but, there's even a notification.
There's even a notification.
I don't let any game tell me notifications.
Shout out to
I'll play the game when I want to.
Exactly.
Play
Big shout out to Rashi Boshi, who is the guild leader for the Loads of Fail guild that I'm in. But yeah, man.
You're in Rashi Boshi's guild? I can't believe I forgot about that.
I actually am. But he's the only one that puts up with my shenanigans. So
shenanigans.
I'm pretty sure no other guild is going to be like, you know what, this dude? Get him out of here!
You know what? Something I just noticed in the frame as I was adjusting this for us to be sitting next to one another.
Yeah.
I realized that the graphic is my ears decapitated like Evander Holyfield.
Oh, fighting Mike Tyson.
Oh, man. No, well.
So for all the people that think, you know, we just do, you know, live streams and we don't actually know each other, we are. Yeah, yeah.
He's
we actually
really here.
I'm really here. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, just to recap, if you've never even heard of us or seen the show, we've been friends for like over a decade. You know, I moved to Florida from New Jersey way back in 2002 or so, and this gentleman kept me sane in the wilds of Orlando and in Florida, and I, you know, really love him for that. And we've stayed friends even though I've you know, relocated back to Jersey. But you know, what we do here is we talk about geek stuff, we talk about games, we talk about sci-fi shows, we talk about movies,
all of it,
comics, you know, anything that is considered what we, what I like to call geek culture. You know, that's what we do here at Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoners War. But yes, we play a lot of Summoners War. We go to a lot of the events. We are definitely in the Summoners War community, and we really like it there.
And we like to consider ourselves like dolphin fish, like mahi-mahi. You know, not real whales, but, you know, we play dolphins, ones on, yeah, on TV, you know, that kind of thing.
We throw some change at, you know, Comptuous and MiHoYo, just, you know, just to keep, you know, things... things interesting,
lively, as it were,
you know. So what we did, like, right before we went on stream is Ken is a very, very avid Star Trek fan, and, you know, the shirt right here, of course. But we went through his photo album with all of his, you know, autographs and such like that, and, you know, just really one of a kind photos with some of the Star Trek cast and such like that, and just made me very, very jealous, one, too, because I mean, I would say a middling Star Trek. I do love Star Trek, but I'm a middling Star Trek fan. And
there's few of us who've hugged Scott Bakula. Yeah. That's all I gotta say.
And, you know,
with permission.
I love
chasing down.
Ken fills in the blanks of a lot of the questions I have about, you know, Star Trek, because he's very, very well versed in it. You know, so it's really great to have this walking encyclopedia.
Hold on. That's a Rashi Boshi.
For what it's worth, your ear was delivered. Mike Tyson told me. Shout out to you, Rashi Boshi. Long time listener, big friend of the show, and we just love you.
I heard my ear was a bit gamey, though.
We need some truff.
It's over there. It's gone. But that is honey truffle sea salt. You know, I'm just going with the theme here.
This episode is sponsored by Truff, the truffle hot sauce that you need.
If only
it was.
Man.
You know.
Truff, if you were not the biggest, you know, truffle-related hot sauce company in the world, that never will know I exist.
And just a story about our hats. You know, I attended the 2017 The 2017 Summoners War Championships in New York. Got a couple of hats, you know, and some merch and such like that. And Ken was like, wow, those hats are awesome. I wish I was in New York and could get one. And I was like, dude, I'm going to bring you one. And that was literally 2017. I think it's 2022. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Who knows?
Fact check, please. You know, if it is 2022. So that was at least 5 years ago.
2022.
So he just got his hat. He just got his hat. So even in our logos, we're both wearing the hats because, you know, obviously I've come to Florida before, and we've but I think this is the first time we're both wearing our hats in the actual live stream, and I am just like elated and over the moon of finally delivering, you know, his Summoner's War hat to him. And but yeah, I just wanted a quick recap, because some people have no idea what this show is about. It's definitely about all things
geek culture. It's much like Seinfeld. It's a show about nothing and everything all at the same time.
And everything wrapped up. It's everything and nothing all wrapped up. Shout out to Shannon Ambrosia with the Everything and Nothing podcast, you know, that I actually, you know, worked on also. But yeah, man, we're obviously different people with very similar interests, and I think that is just something that can bring the world together. You know, we all have our fandoms, we all have our different interests, and regardless of where we were born, or, you know, what color or what religion you are, we all
we can all get down with the woo.
Yeah, but Absolutely. Not only the Wu-Tang Clan, but Star Trek, Star Wars. You know, all of these different things that millions of people have fandom with. You know, you could have the same, you know, level of fandom with someone that is completely different from you.
I don't see you farming. You should always be farming.
What was it?
Always be farming.
Let me take care of that.
Yeah.
Let's do some Giants.
Giants, okay. You know, classic. Classic. Tales of Old Time.
You know, we gotta be like Nelly the God and, you know,
ABF.
Farm all day, all night.
All day, every day.
If I didn't have enough. What's his favorite quote? If I didn't, I didn't bring enough damage.
Yeah. Like, he does not believe in non-cleave. It's cleave.
It's cleave all day.
It's cleave for life. Cleave for life.
So we have a bunch of friends in the Summoners War community. JD the Gamer, Millie the God, of course.
Rashi Boshi,
of course.
DSC Justin. He had a great haul. I'm gonna pull this up here while you're talking.
Of course, Evan.
Good to see how organized I am sometimes.
Let's do it, you know. But yeah, we have some good connections in the Summoners War community. Of course, Evan, Seppi. Of course, Gigi. Gianna is a big supporter, you know.
DSC Justin God, Druid, Sky Surfer, Cult Girl, Beast Monk, Totemus, Sky Surfer, Berenice, Weapon Master, Totemist. So all of that. And that was quite the haul.
Freakish.
And let's see, he had two 2021 scrolls. He had the Transcendent Summoning Piece one, the Legendary Attribute, 16 Legendary Scrolls, 46 L&D, plus probably like another, 20 summons of L&D. 92 water, 69 fire, 311 wind, 245 mystics.
So. Excellent. So,
clap those cheeks. That is the Nelly originals.
Absolutely.
Clap those cheeks.
Now, we do a couple of things on the show. We definitely do some summoning. Talk patch notes and updates that when they come out, you know.
Except when we forget to read them. But somebody usually will tell us.
Yeah, one of our Discorderlies, which is our Discord people.
Or we'll happen upon a video where somebody talks about it and we're like, oh, hey, did you know? There's something I noticed when I was, that you can multi-select trash to put into the things now. So,
wow.
Yeah, you can auto-select and all that. It was nice. I know it's silly, but, I like
that. It's not silly. Like, these little quality of life improvements. You know, I mean, because I can remember, quote unquote, old school Summoner's War, you know, before there was a Labyrinth, you know, before there was all these other things that
I played before there was a Labyrinth.
Old school! You know what I mean? So, it is so refreshing to see all, I mean, what, Summoner's War is about, what, eight years now? Mm-hmm. We're coming upon...
May.
We're coming upon the 8-year anniversary. And one, how many games last for 8 years? Two, like, how
Final
many
Fantasy. Games
reward you for it?
You weren't asked that.
No, it was rhetorical. Especially gacha games. You know, some gacha games don't even get out of beta. You know, Summoner's War has been around for 8 years, which is amazing.
I wonder if a game called Gacha that was a gacha game would be popular. Would, like, is it too on the nose? Is it just like, you know... Okay. Because you're tempting fate by just being like, we're a gacha game. Guess what? We're a gacha.
I gotcha. But what I really want to shout out is, you know, the engines between us. You know, we're both married to amazing women. You know, my wife plays Summoner's War also. Her gamer tag is Lee Wen Danny. And she's just the engine behind, you know, not only this show, but like, you know, everything that I do. You know, Ken's married also to an amazing. Doesn't play Summoner's War, but she's still great. She's still amazing.
She's on my friends list. I got her to download the game.
Like
3 years ago. I thought about playing her account for her, just to, you know,
just for as a baby account. Yeah, as a second account. I
then somehow I feel like it'll be more poignant if I ever get her to play again.
Exactly. Like, but they're the engines behind us, and we always shout them out, you know, on every show.
Gotcha was a NES game.
Oh, it was? Oh, wow. Rashi Boshi just schooled us, of course, that gotcha was an NES game. But yeah, man, this is just a rundown about, you know, what we do on the show, the kind of stuff that we go. We also play, you know, other games. Of course, we're lifelong gamers since probably Atari, you know, which, you know, one button, one joystick, you know.
I thought I was fancy when my Atari had the button on the thumb. Yeah. I had two options for where I hit the button. Yeah, I was
button to the same thing. But you just
I had the option of thumb or other thumbs.
So we've seen the evolution of gaming, and we're just so happy that it's such a mainstream thing. Because remember, video games were a really like niche
fringe culture.
Yeah. So, but now it is.
It is our time.
Yeah, for real. Oh, it's sorry. Mainstream. It is absolutely. You know, normal for, you know, guys in their 40s to play games, which really wasn't the case, you know, in like, you know, the 80s and maybe even the early 90s. But regardless, you know, gaming culture has evolved into this huge thing, this huge worldwide thing.
Used a Sega Genesis controller in his 2600. Oh. Baller move there, bud.
2600. Atari 2600.
My mom and I used to play the game Maze Craze like all the time. It was her favorite game.
Excellent. See, children of gamers, you know what I mean? So, like, we're, you know, covering gaming culture is just something that we're going to do anyway. And we, because what's half of our conversations on the phone anyway? Did you see this? What level did you
watch the book of Stupid Fat?
So we decided to turn our regular conversations into a podcast, you know, about, you know, all these different cultures and fandoms and such like that. But the subtitle to our podcast is Two Geeks That Talk About Monsters. But our Discord is Monster Rancher's Guide to the Universe. So we talk about, you know, sci-fi books, other games, the Wu-Tang Clan, music, you know, which is a huge driver in sci-fi. Like, how many of these theme songs are so iconic, you know?
Can we just say, just for the record, the greatest composer of our generation is Giacchino, and I'll fight anybody who says otherwise.
But even, like, a game like Genshin Impact, the music is so, 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 so amazing, so rich and adds so much to the game. And I really want to shout, I don't know right offhand the composers or the audio team behind Genshin, but when I...
Hey, babe.
No, it's you're fine. You're totally fine. Finally get you on camera. But
they'll never know.
They'll never... Well, that's... but yeah, but the music in a lot of these games are so... Halo! Like, the theme for Halo, because, you know, obviously there's going to be a TV series about the Halo, you know, universe and such like that. But look at the so many...
If Nathan Fillion isn't an ODST on that show, I'm going to be angry.
We don't want angry lights. But Lightstar has no reason to be angry anymore. He got some amazing pulls in both Genshin and Summoners. Which, you know, which is, I can't, you know, stress enough how rare that is. Two, like,
ABF.
It is just amazing, and I'm just so happy that he got two baller units in two different games in one day. That don't happen. That does not happen.
So first, I, yes, I did notice, I did notice that Rashiboshi. I immediately bought both of them, and you know, with school, it's just hard for me to find a lot of time to do things, so I tend, if I stream at all on a regular basis, it's usually when I'm playing a game with, like, just some work friends from down here. I will stream whatever FPS we're playing because it's easier and quicker to do.
Right.
but yes, it is something I bought immediately when it was available, because I love Monster Rancher. It is wonderful.
Now, Monster Rancher is if it was originally a PS1 game. I believe they had versions on PS2 and on I think even PS3, but Monster Rancher is a very, it's similar to Pokemon, but not exactly, because you kind of concentrate on one unit, you know, one,
and you don't lock them up in a small space. They have a yard.
They have a whole yard to roam with.
Yeah.
And you feed
take them out.
And you take them out. You take them to different places. Yeah. You can take them to tournaments and such like that. So
now, I will say, there was a game, a Magikarp jump game. I know, this is so stupid. But basically, you're swimming around in an aquarium, and you would feed your Magikarp, and there were, like, feats of strength you could do to improve the stats and all.
Festivus.
It was basically Festivus every day. It was great. Who wouldn't love that? Who would not love
But yeah, Monster Rancher.
And you can scold them. Yeah, that's what was great about like wagging my finger at you there.
They have jobs, they could be, you know, but anyway. But their jobs, you know,
ironically,
their stats,
I
like
the
that.
Third one the best, which yeah, was with circus was, related.
Circus, yeah, you could cheat for circus tricks.
I don't know why. I just, that one was my favorite.
It was very cool. You know, so Monster Rancher was one of the games, you know, we played Madden together. We played DOA. DOA 3 Wars that we used to have.
I'll never forget the first time he beat me at Madden after months and months.
After months and months, because I am
so hard.
Ran out the room screaming. That's how happy I was. I'm pretty sure
his shirt came off. He ran all the way across like the upper deck.
Ran out the room streaming. Hysterical,
great.
But those are the good times that we have playing video games, and those are the times that we definitely want to share with, you know, our audience and our community and such like that. But actually, it was, even though, you know, I'm in media and I was a media major and, you know, worked in a couple, it was Ken's
media
idea
major
to have the podcast and the show and, you know, and start streaming and such like that. So, you know, it was really his brainchild to do all of this. So, you know, I was all for it. You know, I thought it was a great idea. It was a great stress reliever, you know, for maybe an hour or so in the week. You know, I can be, you know, basically be a kid again, and you know, with my best bud and nerd out and geek out on some video games and some, you know, fandom and such like that. So this is my escape.
And it gave us more of an excuse to talk on the regular basis, considering, you know, like most people, we kind of like we're down to like monthly conversations at that point. Yeah, because I mean, when you're not physically around one another, it is hard to maintain those friendships.
Yeah.
And we've made it happen, Cap.
We definitely are the antithesis, because, you know, I've, you know, over the years you lose contact with people, but I wasn't going to lose contact with this guy. It just wasn't,
because he beat me at Madden. He didn't want me to forget.
I didn't want you to forget.
He's like, you son of a bitch.
But this was just, you know, a great outlet that that we have, you know, and we just wanted to share it with, you know, the rest of the world, you know, by way of a podcast. And
you got some mystical scrolls.
Oh yeah.
In your drops in the Giants run.
Oh, you know, I did?
Always be farming.
Always be farming. Let's see what I got. Oh.
I'm farming in two places at once.
Which are you?
Well, I'm working my heroic Toa and while I'm farming Necro.
Because,
you know, we need some will runes. My runes came out really nice, though. I can't even complain. Probably not this week, because we're trying to be quick, but there's a clock right there.
Oh, see. Yeah. But which units did you get, you know, in Summoner's War?
So, Summoner's War, it was early in the day. So, I tend to go to work by about 6 in the morning. And before I went to work, I was just like, oh, well, what should I do? And I had just enough for 3 exclusive summoning stone summons. And I was like, why not? Why not? Let's try it out. Let's do this. And yeah, I, by some miracle, on my second summon in the exclusive summoning stones, I got Okinos, which was
Fire Sea
Emperor, which was one of my more desired units. And yeah, I was just floored. And then then I told AJ, like, later in the day, I mean Aztec, sorry. I told Aztec later in the day that I was, you know, like we both had almost identical experiences in Genshin Impact, which was, thank you, Rashiboshi, which was, we both lost, like in Genshin, if you summon up to 90, you're guaranteed one of the 5 stars. If you're doing the specialty banner, you're guaranteed a 50-50 chance of getting the character that's featured. And we were both going for Ganyu.
Right.
And I lost my 50-50 and I got Kichi.
Chichi.
Yep. Who was
little zombie girl.
Which was somebody I really wanted. So wasn't angry. Wasn't unhappy at all. But I was like, well, that pretty much put a death nail in it. Your notifications are still popping up.
Oh, okay.
I just thought I'd warn you.
Yeah.
But we both pretty much had resigned ourselves to the fact that we were not going to get Ganyu like we wanted. And we were both understandably saddened by this realization. because Ganyu is like, you know, one of the most baller units you could possibly have in Genshin. She is so broken with her damage. And also, like, I already use a lot of cryo characters. So, like, the fact that she just makes cryo characters do even more damage. And then we both got Zhao recently. It's just, we were like, okay, well, I guess we're still fine. He got Mona, which was amazing. She's one of the characters I want because she's like one of the major AoE water DPS in that game. Right. But
you can team up, you know, you can have 4 people to a team. So both Ganyu and Mona work very well together, which is wonderful.
To just like lock down everybody. Yep. Yeah, it's amazing. But at like 27 summons into the 90 to get to Mercy again, I got Ganyu on the same day that I got Okinos. And I was just like, because I had told him, I'm like, well, it's unprecedented that you ever get anything before like 60.
Seriously.
And I'm like, and I'm not going to hit 60 before the banner's gone, I'm sure. Yeah. And sure enough, nope. Hit it, got it. It was so good.
Yeah.
And then this one, like, what? Yesterday, right?
Yeah, I want to say yesterday, yeah.
Or the day before. But, maybe, like, it was about the same. Like, he was in the low, like, 20s, 30s with his summons. And he also pulled Ganyu. So, like, out of nowhere, we managed to both get the things we wanted.
Yeah.
Impossibly odded.
And like the rates are like under 1% to pull any of these units. Yeah,
it was, for Summoner's War context, it was like pulling both the same L&D Nat 5 together.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely. Basically, that was how lucky we were.
Yeah, so
thank you. Yeah, it's okay to be clueless about Genshin. We don't mind.
So we both got some awesome luck in both Genshin and, you know, Lightstar in Summoner's War also. So, I mean, this is going to be a relatively short episode. We just kind of wanted to do like a recap of, you know, some of the history, you know, behind the show. We're going to do some couple of summons, you know, by way of some...
Always be farming, you know.
Always be farming.
ABS.
So, once Lightstar knocks out this particular floor, we're going to do some summoning. It's just a tradition that we have on the show. You know, we'll shoot out some...
And can't we all just say how much we're enjoying that neither of us nor our gameplay is frozen right now?
Yeah, right. This is actually a
very
very smooth.
I'm not putting down Jersey's Wi-Fi or nothing here. I don't want to start no trouble,
everything's working properly as it should, you know, for once. So, you know, we're happy about that.
Wait, hold on. We should do a disco lighting, right? Hold on.
Of course.
I can figure this out right there. And, that's disco lighting.
There we go.
All right. Sorry, I'm out of control.
Out of control. But, Yeah, we just kind of wanted to catch up, of course, in person, you know, and actually have a show where, you know, there's no distance between us, which is, you know, amazing, you know, and really, really helpful for, you know. But regardless, you know, Lightstar just took care of this floor with, you know, no problem.
We'll knock Sylvia out some summons. Curry.
In addition, Lightstar is saving up for his birthday summons, which is next month. So, of course,
but I'm going to open one L&D in honor of Aztec being here, because, you know.
Now I feel, I mean, I felt special before, but now it's like, you know, next level special, you know?
Yeah. Are you noticing you're backwards now?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It happens all the time. Happens all the time.
So, anyway.
That's why I always giggle when you point at me. You're always pointing. I'm like, it's fine. Whatever. They get the general idea.
Excellent. So, as tradition, I always count down before we summon.
Yes.
This is going to be really in sync since we're actually in the same zip code. So, 3, 2, 1, and summon.
Come on. Give me something. Okay, I got lightning, so.
You got lightning already.
Okay, String Master, okay, skill ups. I should build one of those someday, huh?
One of these days.
Oh, look, I got lightning again.
I'll get around to it. See, the light star luck is growing.
Hey, look, I got 5-star. I mean, come on, it's Sekhmet. I mean, I have Sekhmet, but, you know. She is getting crystalled so fast. It's going to hurt her just how fast she gets crystalled.
Oh, it's going to be like...
Oh, wait, I forgot. This is something else that was updated. I'm actually going to go to the shop.
What's up?
So this, when you get a 5-star, they have this pack that you can get a Devilman, 3 5-star Rainbowmon, and 15 Red King Angelmon.
So you have an option.
Level 15. No, I mean, this is just... a booster pack you can buy for 1,000 crystals. So we love that. We love. I actually bought it once. I actually think it's pretty good value, actually. As far as crystals go, I mean, considering how often you get like 5-stars, I mean, let's see, 3 more, and then my L&D. Okay, enough more lightning. See, because I'm keeping them right next to me anymore for the summon stuff. This is great.
A little bit of the Aztec luck is just running. I have not gotten lightning as yet. Just, all right. Just so we know.
Here we go.
Oh. Yep. That's all for my...
No lightning for my L&D. So sad. A harpy. Okay, well, we have a million of those. Anywho.
Excellent. So, that about really wraps it up. We are going to finally go out and get some food together, which hasn't happened in like 1,000 years. Just want to thank all of
thank you, Rashiboshi, for granting my future crystal. she's taking one for the team. Poor dupe Sekhmet.
I feel so bad for Sekhmet. She's going to be...
Oh, my one is, like, really well
she's
built.
She's going to be Han Solo'd so fast.
Look at my Sekhmet.
Oh, excellent. Come on, skill ups.
No devil
mode. Come on, skill ups.
Nah,
anyway,
devil mode.
Just kidding. New episodes every Saturday. Reach out to us, mrgtsw@gmail.com. At Rancher's Guide on Twitter, Monster Rancher's Guide to the Universe on our Discord, MRGTSW on YouTube.
Thanks, Rashiboshi.
Yeah, definitely want to shout out Rashiboshi.
He said it was a sexy amount of scrolls I had saved up.
Absolutely. So, once Lightstar's birthday rolls around, we're going to, you know, do a special show doing popping all of his scrolls and such like that. But yeah,
massive disappointment most likely.
Hopefully
but
not.
But here we are. Here we are.
Fingers crossed, of course. And
look, look at that transmog on Sekhmet. I mean, that is a great transmog.
Who you want to shout out this week?
You know, Rashiboshi. Everybody else who's lurking and watching, thank you.
Absolutely.
This guy right here. Look what I could do. I grabbed him.
Yeah, right.
Leo and Danny for sharing her husband with me in person for one time. Yeah. And, you know, just everybody in the community who we've met, who keeps us playing this game, who keeps supporting us and doing this, even if we only had one of you watching, it would be eminently worth it to me because, you know, we have a lot of fun just getting to chat and hang out. So thank you.
I want to have a big shout out to United Airlines because they got us here safely. They were able to give us a later flight when we really, really needed it. And just, you know, I wish I remember the young lady's name who we spoke to and really went above and beyond on waiving certain fees. She had to charge us for maybe change, but she waived like almost everything else, you know, just to make sure that we got here with enough time to handle all the business that I needed to do. So really big shout out to United. Big downvote to Expedia because they were jerks, but always book directly with your airline. That's my advice for the week.
If I could tell you about Expedia Local X. Oh man, that'd be a whole another episode. Me complaining about, you know, Expedia Local Experts just giving the wrong information.
Randy Savage elbowed at them. So that about wraps it up for this particular episode. Everybody live long and prosper.
Peace and long life.
Oh man, come on, let's eat.